week. Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I do wish today that you're doing well, that you're doing good in your body and your spirit, and magnifying the Lord. That's what we're here for, to tell you there is truly something we can believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. So let's get right into our broadcast today and start the service with this song right here. And this one says, I won't have to worry anymore.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and long, but sometimes my feet grow weary, and so. Oh, but a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll rest on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore.
In a place where we won't have to worry anymore. All tears will be wiped from our eyes, and I think that's a good way to start the broadcast today. Well, I got a good letter from Cameron Taylor, and I appreciate that letter, Cameron, and I appreciate all that you said, and you are in our prayers. And let's pray for Martha and Barry and Patty Harper. Patty's needs your prayers. I have so many people that I can't, well, if I started calling their names, I'd be here all day long. But anyhow, a lot of prayer warriors are out there and praying with me and praying for me. So together we stand, but divided we fall. And I'm so glad that we're starting a brand new month. This is a brand new month, and we got through the old month, and we're going to start a new month today. So let's get right into our broadcast and magnify and worship the Lord, okay? Let's do this song for you right here. I hope you enjoy this.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. Then be ready, faithful. Just inside the eastern gate. trimmed and burning. For the bridegroom watching wait. He'll be with us at that meeting, just inside the Easter gate.
I'll meet you in the morning over there. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast this morning. I hope you enjoyed it last week. We just played some music, but we're so glad for James and Louise and Ernie and Betty Joe and everyone that listens this morning and joins right in with us with prayer and supplication. And we're so glad that we can call upon the Lord anytime we want to. His line is never busy. He's always listening. So let's go right now and do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one. I love this song. Garland Groves, the last time I was with Garland before he passed away, we did this song together. And he's gone, be with the Lord now. But anyhow, I think of him every time I do it. He said, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
The heavy load I carry, don't be concerned if it should send me to my knees. Oh, for I know a place where all my loads will lighten. As soon as I touch Calvary, if my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and stormy world of unbelief. Oh, but if just one precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Now, very soon now, I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm gonna see a cross so cruelly fashioned from that tree. Precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and stormy world of unbelief. Drop of His blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Oh, very soon now I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm going to see the cross so cruelly fashioned from a tree. Precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right, for now I've been to Calvary.
Yes, sir, now I've been all right, because now I've touched Calvary. Just one touch is all it takes, and that'll cleanse your soul from sin. It will make you a brand new person in Christ Jesus. So let's go right now and do another song, and I'll be back with today's message.
Oh,
trouble. You do not have to bear it all alone, for you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all your friends have gone.
Book of Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 5, 6, and 7, you will find the story of two men. One of those men were Enoch, and the other was Noah. And the Bible said that Enoch pleased the Lord. And then the Bible said that Noah moved with fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his family. In Psalms 37 and 23, the Bible said the steps of the good man or the good person are ordered by the Lord. When we died, what epitaph will be best described of our lives? What simple phrase would be best described what others saw in you and I? There are two men in the Bible that I think probably have the best epitaph. One of them was Enoch. I don't know what Enoch did to please God other than just trust God. I believe that's why that the Bible said that Enoch pleased God. In verse 6, you will see that the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the writer must have been looking at the life of Enoch. And Enoch pleased God simply because he had faith in God. You know, faith is a great weapon. Faith is that thing that brings us to God. They that come to God must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder to those that will diligently seek him. So you see, our faith brings us to God. But believing in our faith is what really brings God alive in our life. So Enoch pleased God simply by having faith in God. And you know, the same epitaph could be in your life and my life. And then in Noah's life, the Bible said he moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his family. Now, Noah could have had the same outlook or the attitude about the flood and the ark that the other people had. When God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark for the saving of your family. No rain had ever fallen upon the earth. Only the earth was watered by the dew that fell from heaven. And Noah could have been in the same condition and situation that the people outside the ark of safety was. But Noah, according to the Bible, he believed God. He moved with fear. He had faith in God. He moved with fear, preparing an ark for he and his family. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 19, verse 17, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he is a brand new creation. Behold, all things have become new. in verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled the world unto himself." We must walk in agreement with God. The Bible said, "How can two walk together except they agree together?" The Bible said, "If any two shall agree as touching any one thing." So we need to walk in agreement with God. We must agree with God. God is more intelligent. God is more all-wise, all-impotent. And God knows more about what's better for us than we know for ourselves. He knows the hairs of your head. He knows the Bible said, according to the Bible, he knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. Yes, he's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. If we could ever realize that we must agree with God, we must not dispute the word of God. Noah moved with fear. Enoch believed God. His faith come alive. He heard it, he believed it, and he acted upon it. And you know, today, we need to do the same thing. I read the scripture to a lady one day in her own home out of her own Bible. And in her Bible, every verse was marked with either a T or a P. Well, not every verse, but several verses of the Bible that was marked with a T and a P. I paused for a moment and I said, "Mother, why have you wrote T and P in front of a lot of the verses of the scripture?" And she said, "Well, Brother Tommy, when you see the T, that means it's been tested. And when you see the P, that means that it's been proven." So you see, that is agreeing with God. A pastor knocks on a lady's door. He says to the lady, he said, "Do you attend in your family? Do you attend the church?" She said, "Yes, we do." He said, "What do they believe?" She said, "They believe the same thing I do." And then he said back to her, "What do you believe?" She said, "Oh, I believe the same thing that they believe." And he saw he wasn't getting anywhere, so he said to her again, "Then what do you both believe?" "Oh, we both believe in the same thing." Well, that may sound like a riddle, but it's true. We must all believe in God. They that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them who will diligently seek him. I must live in agreement with God. I must live with him in agreement with sin. I must see sin exactly as God sees it. It's deadly, it's dangerous. It will draw you in until it's finally empowered you, enslaved you, until it has destroyed your life. I must be in agreement with that. I must agree with God that the soul that sinned, it will surely die. So that agreement with God is my decision. God only enlightens me. God only enlightens me about what sin is all about. Now it's my, what words would I use? Now it's my decision of how I'm going to deal with a subject that is called sin. Anything that harms the body, harms the soul, destroys the mind, it's sin. Because, you see, sin separates us from God. The Bible said, "Let us present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service." What God is saying, I do not only want to control the mind and the heart, I want to control the body. And when God controls the body, we will always keep even the body separated from sin so that we will not defile the temple. Because the Bible said we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We should have the same concern about the church as Jesus did. We should be in love with the church. Jesus used this illustration. He said we ought to love the church as we loved our wives and be willing even to give our lives for it. You see, because we love the church, God loves us, Jesus loves us, and then we sing the song to our little children, "Jesus loves me, this I know." Why? Because the Bible tells me so. We must also be in agreement with God's Word. His Word will stand when the world is on fire. What does the Bible stand for? The Bible stands for believing in until we're leaving this earth. And that's what the Bible is all about, fellowship with God, fellowship in believing and trusting with God. Adam and Eve, they forfeited that friendship, they forfeited that unity with God because their sin separated them from God. They simply did one thing. You said, "Well, preacher, only one thing can separate our unity and our love toward God." Yes, only one thing. And that one thing is not partaking of what God said not to partake of, but simply disobeying God. Because, you see, when we disobey God, it breaks that fellowship with God. It's a trusted area, sir. God trusts us. We trust God. We must learn to keep pace with God. In Psalms 62:5,
My soul waits only upon God, for my expectations come from Him. You see, we need to keep pace with God. We need to walk with God. We need to talk with God. If we walk ahead of the person that is guiding you through the unknown, you will be in trouble, and be in trouble very quickly. We must keep pace with God. Don't walk ahead of Him, and don't walk behind Him. We must be separated from the world. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 15, be ye holy in all manners of conversation. And in verse 16, be ye holy even as I am holy. There's nothing wrong with holiness. Holiness without holiness, the Bible said, no man shall see the Lord. You see, we need that holiness inside. We need that holiness of mind, that holiness of ears, that holiness of sanctification, being separated from the world, coming out from amongst the world and being separated according to the Bible, and then not even touching the iniquity of this world. The Bible said all that's in this world is the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. And today we must be holy. We must be a separated people, to separate ourselves from the things that entangle once again. I've always said it, if you have to tell someone you're a Christian, then there's something wrong with your Christianity, because people ought to know that you are a Christian by your actions, by the fruits that you bring forth. Yes, you don't run with all of the sins of the world. You separate yourself. The Bible said, be ye not unequally yoked together. Even marriage, we should be a Christian marriage. We should be a Christian family.
Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He is my water. I could make it without Jesus. What could I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What could I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I could make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down. Well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Well, I let that play for one reason, and that is the answer for our soul. Unless we accept Christ, we'll all die without God. And to die without God is being lost forever and forever. I don't cut no corners. I tell it like it is. And the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. But the blood can be shed, but it's got to be applied to your sins. Your sins have got to be forgiven. It's either heaven or hell. There is two places. There's heaven to go to. It's a beautiful place. We can all share that place, but there's a place called hell. And I believe that there is eternity waiting for us. So I pray that under the sound of my voice, there's no one who is determined. And I say that with all love and sincereness. No one who is determined to go to hell. And you don't have to go to hell. You can turn your life around. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for the lost. I pray for that one who has never made a commitment to you. Lord, they've never had the blood applied. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. But Lord, the blood has got to be applied before it's effective. It's got to be applied to my sin. My sin has got to be forgiven. And I want to make heaven my home. And I pray that for the under sound of my voice, there's people who are listening to me that have decided they're going to make heaven their home. And Lord, I pray for them. And I pray for this broadcast that you continue to use me for thy glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, don't forget now the internet. You can go to the internet and pull us up at stbi.org at Tommy Mounts Ministry. And that'll take you into our internet and you hear our preaching, our singing, and some old camp meeting songs and tapes, or in our sermons are in there, and you can get those. And I wish that you would. And I go in there every now and then and find out how many people has hit on me. And a lot of people have turned me in. I've received mail from London. I've received mail from Africa. I've received mail from China and different places. My ministry on STBI goes clear around the world. And when you support this ministry, you're supporting 39 stations plus the internet, who Dana Olson and his brother out in Arizona, Daryl Olson, they take care of my webpage, and they do my sermons and do my songs. And I'm so glad for that. I never dreamed that this little old country preacher would start out back in 62 and be able to do the things I've done. But with your help, your prayer, and your support, we're going to go all the way. You say, how far is that, preacher? That's to heaven. We'll all be joined together in heaven together. Well, my prayer is that you've made heaven your home. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.